Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. At MyBookie, doesn't matter if your team's up or down, you can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, I like teasers, and take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, MyBookie currently has a no-strings-attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw, quick. Carries a one-time rollover. Can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there, so bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS, and let's go. Let's make some money together.
What's going on, faithful? It's 49ers Friday. I got the one and only John Chapman here. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff that's going on with the Niners, some new moves that are going to be made. We got the All-Pro list. We got the votes. And it's Super Wild Card Weekend right here on the Wayne Breezy Show. Stick around. So bright that we shine at.
Whiskey on the rocks and a 24 karat gold on a watch. My 7-1 Chevy be tipping nonstop, sounding like Trent Williams on the block. So you know we can't stop, we be banging through your speakers.
Wayne Breezy on the field or in the bleachers.
You can tune into my show and I'm a teacher. Wayne Breezy, the 49 preacher.
We so bright that we shine
at. What's going on, faithful? Welcome to the show. It's the John and Wayne Show part deux. Hey, John, you ever see that movie Hot Shots part deux?
Are you kidding me? Hot Shots 3 1/3? Man, I could go all day, baby. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
What was better, Hot Shots 3 1/3 or Naked Gun 33 1/3? Yeah, you didn't know I was going to go there, did you? You didn't know I was going to hit you with the Naked Gun, baby.
Dude, airplanes, all those, anything. Like, I watched those on repeat, man. Yeah, I loved them.
It's funny because when I was growing up, I didn't know that they were spoof movies.
Yeah.
I was probably 25 years old when I realized Spaceballs was a spoof movie. I just thought it was a comedy.
Dude, I remember I was on a plane watching Best in Show, which is Christopher Guest, right? It's like one of those fake, whatever, Spinal Tap movies. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know this genre of film. And I'm just like laughing my ass off. And I'm like, how does nobody else watch it? Because this was when like everybody watched the same movie on the plane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm losing my mind. And I'm like, why is nobody else dying laughing right now? There we go.
Yo, I love how we just start the shows. What's going on? Travis King is in the building. What's going on, fam? Good to see you, bro. Good to see you. New video.
I love Travis, man.
New music videos out. It is fire. It's got E40 in it. Guys, make sure you check it out. It's live. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook. It's everywhere. You can get it, man. Check it out, man. Shout out to
Travis. Thanks for letting me be part of your fantasy football league, man. That was awesome.
Did you win?
Yes, I won.
Get the front door out of here. What the?
I don't lose.
You didn't even draft. You wasn't even there.
I drafted. I was there.
No, okay. Okay. My thing was you weren't taking it seriously. What the freak?
I showed up, talked trash. Nobody responded. So then I kind of like retreated a little bit. And I was like, all right, I'm going to let my team do the talking. And yeah, I just take first place. You know, it's what I do. It's what I do. Travis is the man, dude.
Speaking of Travis, what he does, you can't be changing the fantasy football rules like week 3 and 4 into the season, bro. Like, have your rules rules before. I don't even know what the rule was. It was something about the waiver wire. I was like, I don't know what this means. I'm just going to play how I know how to play, man. We got a super chat contribution from Tommy Huxley.
Tommy's the best, man.
He says, Wayne loves music and John Bandana. I'm Banda. Banda. Okay.
Banda.
You know what you changed. You said that we had to pay. We had to auction a raffle, a dollar or something for the.
It changed the fab and whatever. And that was cool. That worked for me.
But I'm not making it up. I know that's what happened. I didn't even understand what he was doing. I was just going to wait to see who was going to be available on the, like awesome. I normally do. But what a great league, man. You guys, man, it's a great league. We had a bunch of great leagues this year. Speaking of great league, the NFL was great. The San Francisco 49ers finished great. And John, we got to talk about the Niners. There's some moves that are being made. Unfortunately,
there's a lot of stuff going on right now, man. A
lot of stuff, like some exits happening, right? And let's just talk about the breaking news right now. You got Adam Peters, who is set to be the general manager of the Washington Commanders, right? So there's going to be some power, wonder-working power in this deal because he's going to have, you know, that full throttle, power, you know, which you kind of want as a GM. And so, John, let's just tell me your thoughts about Adam Peters. Let's play devil's advocate. Let's go good. Let's go bad. Let's go, John.
Yeah, look, I'll say this, okay? Everybody wanted to keep Adam Peters. The 49ers bent over backwards trying to find a way to keep this guy. But look, what the new Washington ownership gave him, the 49ers never could. Not only did he get GM, he got president of operations, and he gets to pick his head coach. This dude has unlimited power to build a team from the bottom up. And I put on Twitter, like, if I could have any job in the NFL, it would be exactly what Adam Peters just got. Complete power, complete control, and build a team from bottom to top. He would never have that. Shanahan's going to be the guy. Lynch is the number two until we win a Super Bowl. Then he'll leave. Peters got everything. The Niners could have done nothing to give Peters what he just got. Adam Peters is already like a top five most powerful people in the NFL as far as like control over a team, like already with what he just got. So the idea of why did we, you know, give Lynch the raise and president of operations, that was to keep John Lynch from going to broadcasting. That wasn't necessarily, yeah, you wanted to keep Peters. And the goal was we win a Super Bowl this year. John Lynch goes into broadcasting, then Peters takes over. But even if that was the case, Peters wasn't going to get this much power. It's still going to be Shanahan's show. So just be thankful. Adam Peters has been great. He is one of the people responsible for a lot of the day three success, the drafting in day three for a lot of big time hits. You know, how much, whose guys, who's, you know, Brian Greasy, who do you give credit to? You give credit to all of them. It's not a one or the other type of thing. So thankful for Adam Peters. He's an exec. We were talking to the group chat, the 49ers rush chat this morning, you and Vicky, and
we fight like brother and sister, don't we? Like,
really do. It is.
Listen,
every time.
Like,
I know if I see y'all watching close next to each other, I put my phone down, I pick it up, it's got 25 messages. I mean, it's just every time, and I love it.
I know she feels as if she can't ever say anything because I'm going to clap back,
water, man.
But ooh, she does it to me. But you know what it is? She said, and she wasn't wrong. I had to make it clear that she wasn't wrong with what she said. But in the instance of bringing it up, it was like he's not a player. He's not a coach. Excuse me. He's not a coach. So I was like, hey, man, it doesn't really apply to him. He's an exec, and so they can go whenever.
He'll still be around. He'll still be in the games. He'll still
for sure.
All that stuff. But his job's basically concluded anyway. Like, he's not doing day-to-day operations.
Contract's up, done. He's not scouting right this second. You know, listen.
Right.
And that's going to be my follow-up question to you, all right? So I'm going to ask you that. But before we get to my question, we have a question from Nigel. He says, do we get a comp pick for Peters going to Washington? So I'm going to keep it a buck. I've been checking. I got his tree. I've been searching to see if there's any African American, any type of descent,
minority,
anything that we can find.
I went straight to his Wikipedia. I didn't find anything.
That was funny. I don't think they posted it on the Wikipedia. You got to get that ancestors kit. You got to get those results, man. We got to put our money up.
Mr. Peters, here we go.
Exactly.
Like, when Mike McDaniel got hired, no, like it was just like, oh man, congratulations for him. I hate to see him go. But then it turns out, you know, he was, you know, didn't talk a lot about his past and whatever else. And then the rule states that if a minority is hired into the head GM or the head coaching job, you get those compensation picks, which the Niners have got more than any other team by a considerable margin. But yeah, if it's a non-minority hiring, then no picks are awarded. So I do not expect the Niners to receive compensation picks on this one. And with Steve Wilks getting interviews and things like that, you have to be on the team for two consecutive years. So even if Wilks got hired, the 49ers would not be receiving compensation picks this year, the following year.
He got to do one more bid. So, you know, Steve Wilks got to do one more bid in order for the Niners to get a comp pick, like John right. just stated. Speaking of Adam Peters going and being on his way out, you know, Clint Kubiak has been supposedly interviewing. Well, they requested the Chicago, was it the Chicago Bears? I think they requested to interview him. So the Niners.
I mean, you're part of the Shanahan tree. You're going somewhere. I mean, we have been picked. And right. picked and picked, and it doesn't matter. They just get better and better.
But why? Let's try to talk to the faithful and why not to worry about this. Like, this won't be an issue when these guys leaving. This is what happens. You know, I've been watching football all my life, and I might not have understood at a younger age about coaches being coordinators and these other positions, and then they end up becoming head coaches in the league, depending on their record. I might not have understood it then like I do now, but this is just what happens. And the better your team is, the more of your coaches are going to be surfaced out. Like, that's what's going to happen. It's going to happen.
And here's the thing. Like, one of the things that I really like about the 49ers is, look, they're going to invest draft capital and actual salary cap capital in the defense. We have the highest priced defense in the NFL. The offense is going to be carried by Kyle Shanahan.
Always.
And so that's what it is. Those two things are constant. Now, you might lose personnel. You might lose offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, play callers, play designers, all that, whatever. Doesn't matter. You're going to keep Kyle Shanahan. And you're going to keep investing on the defensive side of the ball. And that has been the formula for the 49ers' success and staying at the top. Despite, look at the Eagles. The Eagles lose two guys, and their whole organization falls apart.
Whole different team.
They're swapping different callers in the middle of the season. And
whole different, what's the word that we like to use? Continuity? Not continuity, but like the culture. The culture is different. Yeah. Even the culture, like, it's changed, right?
Yeah, AJ Brown just deleted all of his Eagles Twitter's stuff off his social media.
All gone.
You're going into the playoffs, dude.
And y'all wanted him. Like, yeah. Come on.
I do like AJ Brown.
I do like him too, but
got
not
some issues.
And we got mad at Debo. Like, we were pissed because that was a contract negotiation tactic right. that he was doing.
Not in the middle of the playoffs. Now, that would have pissed me off. Playoffs. That's too much. Yeah.
That let me know that the Eagles are going to lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I hope so.
On this weekend.
I hope
man.
So. But, you know, back to this, and, you know, not that I want to put a bow on it, but there are players in place or guys in place, not players, to already move into this role. You know, Lombardi talked about Tariq Ahmed, who he got some FaceTime with the draft last year. You've yes. got RJ Gillen, the director of pro personnel. And it's like, look, if you're in this organization, you're being groomed for the guy, whether it's defense, offense, personnel, scouting, doesn't matter. Promotions are coming. We keep winning. People are going to take our stuff, our people. But guess what? You get promoted. And now there's even a little bit of a backflow because Martin Mayhew, who we lost and received compensation picks to Washington already as their GM, he's now in purgatory because Adam Peters, the new guy who worked with Mayhew here back in 2017, 2018, he determines if he's going to have a job and stay. If not, maybe Martin Mayhew comes back. Like, there's options that are available to build from within, and the Niners have been next man up on offense, defense, and in the pro personnel, you know, exec side of things. So you just keep the machine flowing.
All right. I like it, man. I could dig it. Shout out to everybody out there, too, by the way. We're going to get to some of these super chats while we're talking. Uncle Salty with the super chat says, looking forward to this weekend. Can't wait to see our next victim. I like that. Let's effing go, Niners. Your uncle. Yeah, John. I mean, this is a watch football weekend, like, kind of.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I'm excited because Wild Card Weekend's one of my favorite betting weekends every year, just because it's always crazy. So, you know, I've been spending all morning just going through some different bets I like, which I posted on the 49ersrush.com and my Patreon. But I'm excited, man, because every game matters to us. You know, obviously the AFC games don't, but it's still entertaining as hell. But we don't know who we're going to play. There's three games. There's only three games for the NFC. All three of them will have an impact on who the Niners play. So there's a vested interest to watch and kind of learn and see what develops. Meanwhile, the 49ers are going to be kicking back, you know, in a recliner, having a good old time, sipping on Mai Tais, just waiting for who's the next guy to go down. So, and who they're going to play next. So I'm excited about this. This is going to be fun.
It's funny because George Kittle said that he didn't want to necessarily watch any of the games, pretty much, you know, but because of his wife, Claire, she watches all football. So he has no choice but to watch the games because he said that's what's going to be on the television. I guarantee you George Kittle is going to be watching them teams because, you know, George Kittle is the ultimate. You know what I realized about George Kittle? He's the ultimate competitor. And I think that's why, you know, he deserves to be on the AP list. And he's just a great guy, like overall great guy. You love to talk to him. Great personality. He shows it up on the football field. Remember that one play recently where Brock almost got him killed? And it was that one play. It was just that. But it was, he didn't almost get him. It was across the middle and.
Well, wasn't it was a dirty ass play from the safety that tried
that's
to
what
pick
I was
out
his knee. Right. So it wasn't a hospital ball, but it was a tough pass to catch, and he got hit in the back. We kind of watched him kind of gingerly get up, but then he came back two plays later, yo. It's like George Kittle is the man. All right, Jax Knox with a super chat contribution. Hey guys, keep up the great work. Sending love out to you all. I can auto correct while I read. Isn't that cool?
You're better than me, man. It's all scrambled up here.
Because
it's always scrambled.
I'm going to let you read this one. Here we go. Bobo.
Will these interviews and hirings be a distraction? Absolutely not. The 49ers, this is modus operandi. This is what happens every damn year. And it's just the way that it goes. And it's never going to stop as long as you're having success. So, no, it's not. Every single team that is, you know, having success besides the Dallas Cowboys are having their coordinators and coaches be interviewed for other jobs besides the Cowboys. Nobody wants anything to do with that. Disgusting, whatever else. I mean, the Cowboys, their distraction is their coach might be fired like literally this week.
Like, dang.
As they go into the playoffs, the Eagles, their coach might be fired as they go into this week. Like,
if you're Bill Belichick and you want to get back to the NFC East.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And let's say all three of them won't be the Commanders because Bill needs power.
The like, Eagles, I could see.
Ooh,
I could see the Eagles and Bill Belichick.
But who's the GM for the Eagles?
Yeah, that's Howie Roseman. But Howie's hands off.
Okay, Howie, okay. Like, that's why I asked. That's
the team.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, I think Howie and Belichick, that could work.
It'd be like a new craft type
Jerry
of situation.
Jerry would not work with Bill Belichick, in my opinion. I cannot see that at all.
I just realized that that was the owner. I just remembered that that was the owner. Like, that's not going to work, ever.
No.
Well, he'll be stupid, man. That's the only reason why the Cowboys suck. Never mind. We got another Super Chat contribution from Trey Hall. You go ahead and read this one because it was funny.
All right, here we go. Niners-Browns, Super Bowl revenge on Flacco. Love y'all. Shout out to Breezy for taking live callers. I love it. Come on, man. Red Cheeks Unite. That's what I'm talking about, Trey. There we go. I went skiing yesterday, so they're extra.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen Trey's red cheeks, but John, you look like an older version of one of the characters from A Christmas Story right now.
There we go. I know who you're talking about, too.
You do know who exactly I'm talking about.
Yeah, the kid that got his... I got all the ginger quality besides the red hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've got them all. And so it's been that way since I was a little. I got, like, rosacea. Like, it's like...
Listen.
I'll post a picture and everybody's like, dude, use sunscreen. I'm like, man, it's like, this is my skin since I was a kid. Like, back off.
That raccoon hat he had on, though, that junk was fire. If I could find me a raccoon hat... Listen, they don't know what they're talking about out there, dog. But listen, John, we're both happy for Adam Peters. I think there was one more question from Kali. Let's talk about guys who possibly could come in and replace Adam Peters. Now, let me make this clear. I want everybody to realize that Adam Peters was promoted to general manager. So if we're talking about assistant general manager, so if we're talking about replacing him, we are not replacing him with an assistant general manager. That was a title that the 49ers created to keep his ass here. Okay? So go back to his original title. Let us know what that is and then who may be the possible candidates for that.
Yeah, pro personnel and, you know, kind of assistant GM, you know, however you want to do that. You don't even have to promote anybody. You could literally just keep everybody where they're at. But I think the most in-house people are AJ Gillen and then Tariq Ahmed. Those two. Now, outside, Tom Telesco just got fired, right? Martin Mayhew, we'll see what happens. Those two kind of make the most sense to me. But the Shanahan tree has been expanded so much. There are so many guys that would love to come here that are trying to catch a name for themselves. So there's options. The 49ers are going to have whatever they want, but I think they'll promote from within. It seems like their whole thing is we're going to build new people at the bottom, make sure they fit our culture and allow them to rise through the ranks. And when the cream rises, those guys will step up into the new kind of thing. Steve Wilks was the outsider, right?
Correct.
That's the exception to the rule. That's not the rule. The rule is promote from within. And I think the 49ers will continue to do so. At least I hope so.
So what's your probability, okay? Oh, shoot. Of them bringing back Martin Mayhew?
I think it would be high. I don't know if Mayhew would want to. That I don't like going back. I don't know. Maybe that's what he wants to do because the original four people that were hired, Kyle Shanahan was one.
Yep.
John Lynch was two. Yep. Three was Peters. Four was Mayhew. Those were the four. Like now, the very first four hires we made in 2017, we 49ers, like that was it.
Now, John Lynch hired Adam Peters.
Correct.
Did he hire Martin Mayhew as well?
I believe that was a him thing, but I think that was a him and Kyle thing too.
Okay. But I'm just saying Peters was a Lynch guy. And so I want people to understand, like, because a lot of people are going to feel like, damn, rounds 3 through 5, we're not going to be well, and we're not going to draft well rounds 3 through 5 again.
So here's what I would say to that. Okay. Now, I want to say shout out to one of my favorite people that I've had the pleasure of meeting, Vish. He's incredible, you know,
incredible
on
dude.
Twitter and all that stuff. And I've met him in person and some of his family. Like, he's incredible. He is a much more pragmatic and intelligent person than I am. We don't know. We do not know who is responsible for all these day 3 picks because it's a conglomeration. There's the position, the scout that was in charge of that geographic area. There's the coach who really liked that specific player position. There's Peters. There's McVay, but like,
I know what you mean.
It's a whole thing. And so for one person to get credit for one player that you picked or all the players doesn't make sense. But Adam Peters played a large role into those things. How much we'll never know for sure. it does affect it. Does this mean we'll be bad in day three now? I do not believe so. And that's why I wanted to give credit to Vish, because he's kind of helped see and stated much better way than I could that, look, it's not all Peters, but that doesn't mean we're going to stink now. I don't think that's the case, but it does play a role in it. And the 49ers are better with Peters here. He is gone now. Somebody has to step into that void. There'll still be third round success. It's still going to happen because we redshirt and we develop. Most teams don't do that in today's NFL.
Very well said. Very well said. All right, let's move on, John. Let's talk about the return of Armstead, Odom, and Jennings. Which player will have the most impact?
Yeah, it's Armstead by a mile, especially with Cleveland Farrell probably missing, you know, next week because it's stopping the run. I don't give a damn who you play in the divisional round. The 49ers defense is predicated upon stopping the run so that you could rush the pass. And Armstead is as good as anybody in the NFL at stopping the run from the interior. And again, we've talked about this a lot, Wayne. The best player the past two seasons in the playoffs?
In the playoffs? Eric Armstead
on defense. Not even close.
It's like, and I, you said by a mile, right?
Yeah, by a mile. It's not close.
And I get it. I get it. But for my offensive-minded people.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's fair. Debo.
I don't understand the 49ers. It's too complicated, right? Because when Debo's not there, you can't do certain things. But then you realize that those third and longs,
we like, have struggled.
Oh my gosh. Like we're 40%, 30%. I think the highest we got was like maybe in 57% on third down. Like, bro, like without Jennings out there, the offense is different. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because the only time there's some type of a third and long is if there's a sack. Or if there's a penalty on first freaking down.
It's an issue. And now you're getting Juwan Jennings back, and there is just such a trust there with Brock Purdy to Juwan Jennings in the slot role. When Juwan Jennings had to play the Debo role, it wasn't there. Everything was off. But he's not doing that. He's going back to his spot. And so it just gives you, because look, if I'm a defensive coordinator, it's third and six. What is my entire focus going to be on? Brandon Ayuk, mm-hmm. George Kittle, mm-hmm. then maybe Debo.
Right.
But now you've got this extra fifth option with CMC, you know, not mentioned. Look, it's third and Juwan. Why is it? Brock Purdy's number one thing that he does is recognize coverage, and he throws the out route to man coverage. Yep. It's his favorite thing to do, the out route to man coverage. And guess what? Juwan Jennings is going to be in man coverage most of the time. If you're doing any type of blitz, which he's the best versus the blitz, why? Because he can identify it and he can spot man coverage quick. That's simple. You look at those Ronnie Bell third down throws, not great routes. You know, his placement was off, all those things. But Brock threw the out route to man coverage to Ronnie Bell, I think two times in separate games on third down, and it just didn't come through. Route wasn't good. Contested catch, not really Ronnie Bell's thing. He did get that touchdown, though, which was one of my favorite plays of the whole game. Just a big difference. Bigger bodied, you know, bigger target, more comfortability just with the route recognition, all that stuff. It just makes everything simpler on third downs to keep the possessions going, which allows you to run the ball more, allows you to defense to rest more. And it's just extra, extra, extra. It's putting spicy barbecue sauce on a burger. It makes everything better.
So that's why I understand why you say it's by a mile to get Eric Armstead back, but I feel like you can plead the case for having Juwan Jennings because it's the sauce in the offense, right? It's that secret. So it's not even a secret anymore. It's like, this dude is bigger than any slot guy you're gonna put on him, and so you just throw him the ball, perhaps. And you talked about one of the contested catches to Ronnie Bell where he had to go up and grab it. Juwan Jennings is already 8 feet tall, bro. That ball could be in the air. He just reaches his arms up. Then he's 10 feet tall. And so, like, it's a total different package when Purdy's throwing it to Juwan opposed to when he's throwing it to anybody else, especially on third down. And Purdy is looking for exactly what you said, man coverage to the outside. Now, I would like to see them put Juwan Jennings in the slot and let him work that in the middle of the field. And we've seen that, too, where he'll take not a quick slant, but more like a post route, wide open in the middle. It's kind of what you see George Kittle do. And now he's the guy, and now Juwan's getting yak. I love it. So I'm glad that he's back. I'm glad that he cleared the concussion protocol. It's going to be good to have him back healthy. But let's talk a little bit about George Odom, because special teams is trash when he ain't out there.
It's bad, man. It's really, really bad. And, you know, thankfully, we finally made the conscious decision. It took 10 weeks to actually go for touchbacks on the kickoff team. Like, just tell Jake Moody, kick through the end zone. But, you know, Schneider the whole time was just like, no, we're going to get better at this. Finally realized, okay, we suck at this. Just kick it through the thing. That's helped considerably. But yeah, George Odom. And, you know, the all-pro team came out. I'm sure we'll talk about that later. He received four votes. He got four votes for special teams all-pro, even though he missed like half the year. Like,
interesting.
Shows you a little bit about people shouldn't be voting. There's 50 votes per position, and they're all kind of pro, you know, riders or whatever. Like, it just shows you George Odom should not have received votes, but he is that impactful. He has received votes in the past, and so those guys just kind of bubbled it in. Special teams, who cares? Whoever voted for him probably should never receive a vote again. I wish it was public, but it shows you how important he is. The fact that he got four votes and didn't even play half the year, it changes things. And with all this, you know, safeties having injuries and all that kind of stuff, it does give you just a little bit extra depth. He would be the last player I want going in at the safety position, but it helps having him out there.
Because he's a vet. He's a vet. Because he's a vet. And if you needed him to go out and play safety, he has the ability to do so. And because he's done some safety snaps. I think all three players coming back is a bonus. Of course, they're going to get the other guys that were kind of like dinged up. They'll be playing George Kittle, Dre Greenlaw. All those guys will be playing. But another, the good thing is they get a week off to rest, right? And so you're not seeing some of those guys in there as of right now. Let's go ahead and get down to the All-Pro list. We got the first team All-Pros. Shout out to the 49ers. You got seven of them in total, first and second team. Five made the first team. Two made the second team, you know. And John, let me just ask this really quickly, because we're going to break down each player and their votes. But what's the difference between first and second team? Is it a money thing? Is it a status thing? Like, what's the difference?
So the All-Pro, go back to the Madden All-Pro. Now I'm going to speak Wayne's language here. The All Madden team, right? Which came after the All-Pro. And basically the thing is, you're building the best possible team in the NFL, regardless of conference. That's one of the things I love so much about it. You can have an AFC and an NFC guy next to each other. You're building the best possible. Used to be 11 on offense and defense, but they changed it. This is the first year fullback could win it, and our fullback did win it. So the best 12, because they're doing sub packages on offense, and the best 12 on defense, because they're doing nickels as well, nickel corners. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea is you're building the best starting lineup on offense, on defense, and then special teams you add in kickers and whatever else. There's the first team, that's you're the best at your position. Then there's a second team. Both, excuse me, matter for contracts. Like, Mooney Ward received second team All-Pro. Awesome. I'm so proud of him. He gets paid. He had this written into his contract. An extra $250,000. Shout out to 49erscap.com, Jason Hurley, for pointing that out. That's huge. So he's an All-Pro member, but it's second team. Joe Staley is the guy that kind of champions this. Joe Staley is never credited with making one first team All-Pro. He never did. He was so great, but Joe Thomas was around. Trent Williams was around. He's never made first team All-Pro, but he had three second team All-Pros. So if you're trying to get into the Hall of Fame, first team All-Pro is all that matters. Contracts, recognition, all that stuff. Second team is nice, but Hall of Fame conversation, first team All-Pro is all that matters.
Wow. So, okay. Okay, so let's go through the team. Let's go. I'll read you the first team offense, and then we'll stop at the Niner player. You can tell me the vote. So quarterback Lamar Jackson, running back Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, unanimous. We had two players that were unanimous.
Wow.
Christian McCaffrey, there's 50 votes, okay? So there's 50 voters, and he got all 50. All 50 first place votes, because they each get to submit two votes. First place gets 3 points. Second place gets 1 point. So each rider, there's 50 of them, picks a first and second place vote for all of these, right? And so Christian McCaffrey got all 50. Kyron Williams for what's it called? The Rams. He actually received second place all pro, but he didn't receive one first place votes because it was unanimous for first place. So shout out to CMC. This is the second, you know, again, going through how many times they have been all pro. This is his second all pro. He's only, it shows you how hard it is to win this.
It is.
CMC's only done it twice.
Twice. Yeah. He's going to need a couple of more too.
Yes.
All right, let's start. Fullback Kyle Juszczyk, was this unanimous as well?
No, he received 31 out of 50. Ricard from Baltimore got 11 first place. Okay. In gold from Miami, 5. Burton 2 and Beck 1, but he doubled the previous score. So the very first time ever fullbacks received all pro votes and were mentioned in this, and sure enough, Kyle Juszczyk gets it. So shout out to him. Hall of Fame career. He'll probably have to wait to get in, but he belongs for sure.
Tight end George Kittle.
When the Pro Bowl team came out and Travis Kelce was the first team all like Pro Bowl guy, and it was just like, what the hell? There's like three or four guys that deserve it more than him. The all pro kind of got it right. And so George Kittle received 39 first place votes. Travis Kelce received 2.
And guess who received the second all place votes?
Sam Laporta.
Sam Laporta.
Iowa.
I talked about this when I did the players all pro, the NFLPA all pro, and I said, I think they got this wrong. I think the players got it wrong. Now it's a players thing, but at the top two tight ends this year, go watch the show. I'm telling you, I said the top two tight ends was George Kittle and it was Sam Laporta, the Iowa guys. I'm telling you. Okay, I'm sorry, I got excited. Here are your wide receivers: Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. All right, left tackle Trent Williams. Unanimous?
Trent Williams, not unanimous. He got 44
out of 50. Okay, so out of 50, okay.
Others receiving first place votes: Tyron Smith got 1, Tunsil got 1, Mulata got 2, and Brian Dawkins got 2.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's not even close. Like, you add up all the points. Trent Williams got 136 total points. Whew. Second place was Tyron Smith with 15.
Landslide, bro.
Landslide.
Landslide. Land freaking slide on my Fleetwood Mac. All right, here we go. Left guard, Joe, is it Tooney or Thunny? Center, Tooney, Jason Kelce. Right guard, Zach Martin. Right tackle, Panay Sewell. Defense.
Lane Johnson, again, this is important because I get a lot of like, Lane Johnson's just as good as Trent Williams. Okay, Lane Johnson got 14 first place votes for 72 points. He's a first team all pro, right? So technically, he's second team all pro. I'm sorry. So, like, just understand, Lane Johnson's great. He's amazing. He's nowhere near Trent Williams.
We've been trying to tell people that Trent Williams is the best damn player in the NFL. People don't want to listen. They're just not listening. They gotta listen. You can watch it, but you gotta listen. You gotta listen. Not y'all. We talk about everybody else. All right, here we go. Defense, edge rushers: Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt. Interior lineman: Aaron Donald, Chris Jones. Linebackers: Fred Warner, Roquan Smith.
Unanimous. What? All 50? First place.
Now that's all pro for that asparagus, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Also, Quincy Williams from the New York Jets. Cornerbacks: De'Ron Bland, Sauce Gardner. Nickelback: Trent McDuffie. Safeties: Kyle Hamilton, Antoine Winfield Jr. And special teams: Brandon Aubrey as your place kicker, A.J. Cole as your punter, Keshawn Nixon, kick returner, punt returner, Rashid Shaheed, special teamer, Miles Killebrew, and then long snapper, Ross Mastisic from Jacksonville. And then your second team, we got two players. I'm just going to read the two players. You got Brandon Ayuk, all right? And who else we get?
We got Mooney Ward at corner.
And Mooney Ward.
Yeah, Mooney Ward.
You talked about the Mooney Ward factor, but how does this help Brandon Ayuk? He's got an all-pro, but it's not the all-pro.
It's a lot. It's worth it. He got, you know, he missed out on the Pro Bowl, which is crazy. And, you know, with what he's done, and if you're just looking at stats and you don't watch film, I get it, because he's just on the outside. But whenever you look at that fact that he has like 40 fewer targets than anybody else in the top 10, and just how efficient he is and how his run blocking and leadership and all those things, it's huge. This dude's going to get paid. He made a couple extra $1 million a year by making second team All-Pro this year. It's gigantic. So shout out to him. He has not received much recognition from the NFL. This is kind of the first time. And so I'm very happy for him because he doesn't talk much. He's quiet. He's chill. He's calm. His press conferences are kind of boring. It's just not really his personality. He does his talking on the field. And, you know, I call him Frankenstein because Fred Warner awoke the monster. You remember that a couple years ago?
Yeah, I remember it.
And he ain't been the same since. So shout out to Fred Warner making the best, you know, one of the best wide receivers and turning this dude into just a monster.
Yeah. Jack says next year BA will be all pro.
There we go.
Yeah, because it's probably going to be in his contract. If he gets all pro, he'll get this too.
Like, and so, again, like Brandon Ayuk is under contract next year. Like people keep forgetting his fifth year option has already been taken. It's like $15 million.
Yes.
That's it. Now, can he hold out and do the Debo thing and all that? We'll see.
Absolutely.
But there's a big difference between Brandon Ayuk's getting $15 million a year.
Correct.
Debo's last year was getting like $1.8 million. I don't know the exact numbers, but that's a second round pick versus a first round pick fifth year option. Totally different. So we'll see how this plays out, and we'll deal with that. Right now, it's celebration time and just recognizing how great he is. Now, there are other players that did not make first or second team All-Pro that received votes. You want me to go through these guys real quick?
Yeah, because I want to know how many votes Brock Purdy got over Dak Prescott.
He got 22 votes.
And so what did Prescott get? I'm just curious.
So, okay, the point total, again, if you get a first-place vote, that's 3 points. If you get second place, that's one. So,
gotcha.
Dak Prescott got 32 total points. Brock Purdy got 22 total points.
Okay.
They both received the same amount, two first-place votes. So pretty close. But Brock Purdy doesn't get anything because third team is not even a thing. But he was third.
Do you think he was snubbed? Not from a voting perspective, just from a quarterback football perspective. I mean, Dak definitely put up numbers. Brock Purdy put up numbers, but kind of tailed off, didn't play the last game of the season. Dak had to play the last game of the season. So I'm just curious to know, like,
I don't mind them being close. The problem was Dak had a couple good games late, and, you know, Brock's worst game was on one of the most watched games of all time against the guy that runs
the
first place.
Against the stupid Ravens, yeah.
And so if he just would have had an average game, then he, you know, Brock, Lamar Jackson got 45 out of 50 first place votes, and rightfully so. If I was voting, I would have submitted mine. Lamar Jackson won, Brock Purdy two. That would have been my votes personally.
Yeah, PG, shout out to the 749ers that made it. Round of applause to those guys, man. Work hard, play hard.
Yeah, other guys receiving votes. Debo got three. Nick Bosa got five. Hargrave got one. Greenlaw got seven. Tayshawn Gibson got one, Mitch Wisnowski got one, and George Odom got four. So those are the ones that didn't get first or second team, but still receive votes.
They still receive votes. So congratulations to those guys. I mean, their hard work is paying off. You know, it's hard probably for an interior guy to come from a different team to really make his name. It's hard on this side, especially when you got to go against Aaron Donald. Just curious to know if he even got a vote. We're talking about Hargrave last year. Being on the Philadelphia Eagles, I would be curious to know if he got it. I know we would have to look that up, but that's something that we could look into, because if he didn't, being here definitely helped. I mean, you know, just his play to stand out. You know what I'm saying? Didn't finish the season with double-digit sacks, but definitely was, you know, good to have out there. And you know, it all comes down to what they're going to do in the playoffs anyway. So I'm happy for those guys. John, I want to do something fun with you. I want to do my 40. Go ahead.
Hargrave got six votes last year.
Also, he kind of took a decline. Well,
he missed time. He missed time this year.
He missed time. The defensive line was still trying to figure things out early in the season, things like that, you know. But look, again, none of this stuff going to matter because they're going to win the Super Bowl, and that's the only thing that's going to matter. Speaking of that, we're gonna finish the show with this segment, and then we want to talk a little bit about you know, the game plan, week off, what the players may do, things like that, practice, all that good stuff. But let's go through some accolades this year. These are the John Chapman awards on the Wayne Breezy Show, so you get to pick who you're going to put in these positions. So let's start with Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year. Who is John Chapman's Rookie of the Year?
It's got to go to Jair Brown. I think Jair Brown or Jake Moody, I think those are the two guys you're going to give it to. And so I'm going Jair Brown. Had to step up earlier than we thought. Not amazing, but we don't play rookies unless there's an injury. That's what it is. So Jair Brown, hopefully he can come back in the playoffs and, you know, put some good stuff on tape. Excited about him and just what he brings. And, you know, we didn't have a pick till late in the third.
Correct.
So I'm going Jair Brown, rookie of the year.
Love it. Jair Brown is John's rookie of the year. John, who is your most improved player this year? Most improved player of the year. Can only pick one.
I can only do one? I don't like that.
I know.
The initial names that kind of came to mind. Yeah, I'm going to go D'Amador Lenore.
Ooh.
I'm going to go D'Amador Lenore. The fact that not only did he completely solidify the outside spot, which I think he did last year, but the fact that their game plan was Isaiah Oliver in the slot, totally scrapped that after the first week and said, hey, we're going to change this dude's position. Starter, now you're doing two. I'm going D'Amador Lenore. Very easily could have been Charvarius Ward. There's lots of guys that come to mind with this, but D'Amador Lenore is the one that I'm going to put out there.
I can dig it. I can dig it. I can dig it. All right, let's go with the offensive player of the year. Offensive player of the year.
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. That's pretty good.
2,000 total yards, 21 touchdowns. Just, yeah, he's going to be the NFL offensive player of the year for the second time of his career. We're going to make a lot of money. If you've been betting with us, good Lord. We put some money on that one before the season. Then we re-upped at 5 weeks in the season. We're going to be making some money on that.
Woo, 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 woo. Money making time. Cha-ching. All right. Let's go with defensive player of the year.
Fred Warner. It's not close.
Oh,
I don't think there's
not
anybody
even close.
He's building a Hall of Fame resume. Like, he is building. Like, here's the thing. Whenever you talk Hall of Fame, the first thing that comes to mind is, can you talk about this generation of football in that position without talking about this player? So if you're talking about linebacker play the past 10 years in the NFL, which he hasn't even been around that long, can you not talk about Fred Warner? You can't. Like, it is, he's the first guy you bring up. He is revolutionizing the way in which you play the position and how coverage is so huge. And he's the best coverage linebacker. He might be the best coverage linebacker in the history of the NFL. I know you're putting Urlacher, Brooks. There's lots of guys that you could put in that conversation. Fred Warner belongs in that conversation. He's doing it. He's incredible. Fred Warner, defensive player of the year for the 49ers completely.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, just to get back to that Pro Bowl, 49ers underscore throwback says, thank you for the Super Chat contribution. That Brock Purdy was snubbed, and he should have been first or second all pro.
Should have been second.
He should have been second. And I agree with that. But I like the reasoning on why, like, that you had, right? Because when you look at Brock Purdy, he had the bad game, and then it was an okay game against the Commanders, and he didn't play against the Rams, right? Dak Prescott was consistent the last 5 weeks in the NFL. I think that's what got him the votes, right?
I want to look real quick, if you don't mind, Wayne. Let me pull up his last three games.
Yeah. Because I felt like the last game was like 260-something yards, but he's getting touchdowns. He's getting, like...
Yeah, I mean, the last three games, he had 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, over 103 passer rating all combined. Like, that was his lowest rating. And so that was against Miami, Detroit, and then at Washington. And so, yeah, I mean, what have you done for me lately is the last thing they remember. A lot of those were primetime games at Miami, Detroit. That's huge. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I get it. I don't mind. I would have voted Purdy because I think he was better throughout the year. But,
yeah,
you know, he closed down the stretch, Dak did. You have to give him props.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not always about how you start. It's kind of like how you finished. And he's been consistent. So, like, he had the higher interception ratio earlier in the season, and it kind of, like, tailed off and things like that. And so, you know, it's unfortunate for Purdy. I mean, I want him to win everything. I want him to win MVP. I want him to win, you know. But maybe he'll get a Super Bowl MVP. So Let's just pump the brakes and wait on that. But I like your players so far, because we got to go with the Kit and Caboodle Award, which would be the MVP, the most valuable player for the San Francisco 49ers in the eyes of John Chapman.
I'm going John... Brock Purdy. I mean, with what he's done, this is, you know, one of the best seasons ever. Statistically, efficiently, win loss, you know, touchdown, interception, whatever. Brock Purdy, this is a top 5 to 6 regular season of 49ers quarterback play in the history of our program. Yeah, I mean, first quarterback to throw for over 4,000 yards since 2001. First quarterback to throw for over 30 touchdowns since 2000. I mean, this dude is putting up, he got 2 first place votes in the all, like, when have the 49ers been able to say that about a quarterback? It's been a long freaking time. So my MVP, and I know that's dominated by quarterbacks and all that stuff, I'm going Brock Purdy. And that dude has changed the way we see the 49ers and what our long-term success is. You know, everybody used to talk about how, like, oh, what are we going to do? You know, you remember the Kirk Cousins conversations?
I remember the Kirk Cousins conversations.
I could sleep soundly at night, Wayne
Reese. That junk is dead now.
Knowing that corny ass mamma jamma
I understand
is not going to be on my team that I root for, and I'm thankful. I do not like Kirk Cousins.
I got you. A couple of things, because here's one guy you could have put in a conversation, right? And so,
for sure. Trent Williams. Yeah, JP, what's up, brother?
Shout out to JP, man. Like, offensive linemen will never get the fanfare that they deserve because they're trench players. They do the dirty work. Like, they you know what I mean? Like, even when I think about Joe Thomas, like, he might have stood out in Cleveland because they just never had a quarterback. Like, he was the best player on the team, period, for the whole time he was there. So it was Joe Thomas every year until he retired.
Well, let me ask you this, and, you know, you can answer this or whatever. Would you rather go into a playoff game with Brock Purdy as your quarterback and Jalen Moore as your left tackle, or would you rather go into a playoff game with Trent Williams and Sam Darnold as your quarterback? If you had to pick one of those two.
Oh, I'm going. I'll take Jalen Moore and Brock.
Exactly. And that's not a shot on Trent. That's not.
I got you.
He is incredible. But you got to have a quarterback. You got to have one.
And you got to have a competent quarterback. When you say you got to have a quarterback, I know what you mean. But for those that don't understand that, it's the completeness. It's the competence. It's all of the things. It's the ability to ad lib. It's the ability to make accurate throws. It's the ability to be efficient. It's what Kyle Shanahan needs, because we've had quarterbacks. We just haven't had the quarterback.
Yeah. And I think Brock can be him. I really do. And I hope
he's
Brock
the franchise.
He's the franchise.
He's the franchise. And I just we'll wait till that happens. We'll wait till next year when you start seeing the money and all that type of stuff. But he's the franchise. And it would be really cool to see how he pans out his future as far as pay and things like that. Like, that would really set the tone. But I would argue Trent Williams. Some people are saying CMC as MVP and offensive player of the year. So
no problem with any of those. This is just my own personal opinion. And I do kind of operate that MVP. Not that it is a quarterback only award, but that's kind of the way it's been portrayed. But again, MVP, in my opinion, I do like how they do one or the other. Like, yes. The MVP doesn't ever win offensive player of the year. I do.
Correct.
Like that.
It's, you can get one. You're right. And I could dig that. Celts Chronicle, man, has a dope question. Who's your most underrated 49er?
Dre Greenlaw. It's not even close. I was pretty pissed. You know,
you think he's underrated?
I do, very much so. He got 7 votes for all pro. Meanwhile, Bobby Wagner, who can't cover anybody. Like, he can't cover anybody.
Bobby Wagner's getting stuff still because of his name and what he's done. You know,
When your money's on the line, choose a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. And MyBookie doesn't matter if your team's up or down, you can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, I like teasers, and take advantage of the huge prize pool contest. Plus, MyBookie currently has a no strings attached cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw, quick. Carries a one-time rollover. Can't find that anywhere else. Just use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the QR code on this video right next to my face here to claim your own cash deposit bonus now. That's promo code 49ers. So try my money bag. You basically roll the dice, and it picks a team and gives you extraordinary odds on who's going to win the Super Bowl. Lots of fun options there, so bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere, wherever you are, you can bet with my bookie. Just make sure you use the promo code 49ERS, and let's go. Let's make some money together.
Won't be fizzled out. I don't think Greenlaw's underrated. Maybe to the league, but definitely not as a 49er.
This year, some of the names that come up, Tayshawn Gibson, I thought he was huge this year for the 49ers.
Okay.
I'm trying to go through starters. John Feliciano, he stands out. Charlie Warner stands out. Cleveland Farrell, I thought he was great. But, like, I don't think Mooney Ward's really underrated. That, not anymore. And so it's kind of – the underrated award's weird because
– Right. That's why I feel like Greenlaw's not underrated. He's the motherfucking man. Like you know what I mean? But maybe to the league, he's underrated. Like, but right. But then again, he's not. Because when they talk about the Niners, the Niners defense, what's the first thing they mention? It's not even Nick Bosa. It's the San Francisco 49ers linebacking core. Yeah, all season long, it's the linebacking core. It's number one Fred Warner and number seven or six, you know, Dre Greenlaw. I don't get underrated from that.
Hmm. Who stands out for you? I'm curious. Like who's your
underrated? Like, oh man, like
you gonna say one of your Michigan boys? Say one of your Michigan guys?
No. They haven't played enough to be rated. Like, you know what
Everybody's
I mean?
He's had a good year. He came to mind whenever I thought about underrated.
If I had to pick a Michigan guy as underrated, I don't know. I don't know. It would be Jake Moody. Like I don't think people really realize what they're going to get in the future. They only seeing what they're seeing right now. And so I just think that was a draft pick that they used like for now and something for the future. 'Cause you can keep that pick. You can keep it cheap. And once he starts kicking them balls through the middle of the upright, I think everybody will start being like, oh, this is the best pick we ever had. And I get it. Like, I totally get it. So if I had to pick a Michigan guy, I think it would be Jake Moody. I love Ambry Thomas. I love what he did. Dude, went from
good ball.
Not playing to starting. Like, that's crazy. I don't think he was ever on the chopping block, but he just wasn't. He was just going to be a rotational player. And then his number was called. So I don't know. I don't think Juice is underrated. I think he's underutilized. I don't have an underrated player.
Hard. Charlie Warner is a guy that, like, in the back of my head, like, he has been awesome.
He's the junkyard dog of tight ends, right?
He has been great, man.
Like, he's great in blocking. Really, you start to, finally he's starting to get routes. You're starting to give him some catches. I get that. I can live with that. I like Charlie Warner being an underrated player. I think that's the one. I think that's a great one. I think it's a great one. Great one.
I like this. This is fun. Wait, to give me a chance to prepare for these.
Didn't because I created it while we were sitting behind the stage.
I love it, man. Absolutely love it.
John, let's get to this game plan, man, because let's talk about the four possible teams that the San Francisco 49ers can face in the divisional round. And before we do that, Gammon has a Super Chat contribution. This is, what are the top six teams in the playoffs? AFC teams appear better judging by the eye test.
I agree.
But what are your 1-6 rankings? Thank you.
I'd say 1 Ravens, 2 49ers.
Okay.
Then I would say 3. Probably the Buffalo Bills right now.
Because they're hot.
I'd say 4. Gosh, it drops. It drops quick. I'd say 4 Cleveland Browns. That defense scares the hell out of me. 5 Dallas Cowboys. And then I would say 6. I think I'm going to go Kansas City Chiefs just because Patrick Mahomes. I don't think the Chiefs are that good, and I don't think they're going to win it this year. And them going on the road to the playoffs and this weather that's coming, I don't think benefits them either, even though it's a home game. But yeah, I'd put Chiefs 6, I'd say, just off the top of my head.
I got the same list, but take off the Chiefs and insert the Lions.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah. I have a hard time respecting them and what they're going to be able to do.
And that's fine. Listen, I don't want to respect them either. I just feel like, you know, they got a Super Bowl winning quarterback on their team. I know people don't want to talk about Jared Goff because the score was like 12-9, but it was what it was, or whatever the score was. But at the end of the day, they got experience. And the one thing that you got from Jared Goff was, if they run the ball consistently, they're going to be able to throw the ball. We just talked about one of his all-pro wide receivers, first team in Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. So
my thing is, with Laporta out, I don't know what that offense is going to look like.
It's going to be different.
The staple. Number two guy.
Did they officially rule him out? I felt like he hasn't been officially placed.
No, he's not practicing, and he might be a decoy, but like, okay, there's no way he's going to be him.
And they don't have another tight end either, like, that can do what he does.
No, he's awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah. So that can hinder them. That can hinder them, but they are playing the Rams, and the Rams defense is pretty suspect. And so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But since we're talking about these teams and we're talking about, you know, what's going on with the Niners, John, I mean, it's four possible teams, man. Give us your breakdown.
Yeah, you know, it's funny the way they did it, because you have the three AFC games first, then you have the three NFC games. And so let's just go in the order in which they're happening on Sunday, the Packers at the Cowboys. And here's the cool thing about the 49ers is, look, if the Packers upset the Cowboys and Dak does Dak things and Mike McCarthy does Mike McCarthy things, we know our matchup right off the bat, because if the Packers win, that's who we're playing. They're the seventh seed. You know, they're 7-point favorites, the Cowboys. And I put all the bets up for Wild Card Weekend. Those have been posted on our site. But, like, man, you give me a three-team teaser, which I took, and you're going to give me 10 points. I don't think the Cowboys are going to beat them by 17. I do think the Cowboys win. They're at home. They're great at home. And eventually the Cowboys, if they win out, they'll have to come to us in Santa Clara. That's not good for them, 42-10. I remember I was there. You were there. How cool of an experience was that?
That was the experience of all year. That was it. What a weekend!
I couldn't stop smiling. My cheeks hurt that after that game.
First of all,
so much.
We shot the Faithful to the Bay video that weekend. I walked around with an F Dallas T-shirt on that whole weekend, and then we stomped the mud stomp out of them. Like, literally, we stomped the poo out of the Cowboys.
So yeah, and so like, that's a weird game, because could the Packers win this game? Yeah. Oh, 100%. Like, they're a better team.
Did they play this past season?
They did early, yeah.
And the Packers won?
No, I think the Cowboys, let's see here. When they played Green Bay, where is it? Maybe they didn't play.
Interesting.
No, they did not play. I was wrong. I'm looking.
Oh, okay.
They played last year.
They played last year. Got you.
Yeah, they didn't play this year. Yeah. So I think that one's huge. I mean, I think the Cowboys win, but I don't think they're going to win by 7. And if they do, we'll see. The Rams and Lions, that's the most fun game. And the Lions are favored by 3. Yeah, my favorite bet this week is I took the Rams plus 4.5 points, so they can lose by a field goal and still get paid. So you do that in the alternative lines on my bookie, but we'll see here. Yeah, Big Papa, I love that. How cool is that?
Yeah, man. He went from chefing to rocking at the game, bro. That was a great time, man.
That was
great,
a good
memories.
Time. So, yeah, I do think the Rams are the better team. I do. And I think that's probably our, you know, divisional round matchup. I know that's not what people want to hear, but I think that's probably what's going to happen. The Lions got some injuries, man. It's not just Laporte. It's also Khalif Raymond, their, you know, number three wide receiver and special teams guy. He's kind of their Debo. So
it's going to be tough, but they are home. So that's good for them, but it's going to be tough. I like this.
First ever home playoff game in Ford Field.
Woo.
Forever, ever? Forever, ever? How long has Ford Field been around?
Forever, ever? Like, ever? Like, when they created Ford cars, the Model Ts?
I'm looking it up. I'm trying to figure out. 1999 is when they broke ground. It opened in 2002. So
listen,
21 seasons, it's their first home playoff game. Do you understand how spoiled 49ers fans are?
We are, but because we've lost the last two Super Bowl appearances, you know, we feel some type of way.
It hurts. Yeah,
it does.
It hurts. And then the last game, you got the Eagles at the Bucks, and –
That's going to be my favorite game.
The Eagles are favored.
I don't care who wins. That's who I want. I need everybody to do their job. I need the Lions, and I need the mother freaking Cowboys. Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. If the Cowboys somehow lose to the Packers, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to blow the internet up. Literally, don't listen to Stephen A. Smith. Wait for my take. I'm just telling you. If the Cowboys lose to the Packers, the take from Breezy is it has to go viral. But I need y'all help. It's going to go viral. I'm going to put it out anyway. But it's got to go viral. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not holding anything in.
I love this.
Nothing's being held in. Because they don't lose at home, remember?
Yeah, right. Unless we play there. We went there a few years ago and sent them home.
Right. In the playoffs.
Heads will roll, man. Heads will roll.
But, you know, I like that last game on Monday night. Because you're going to get the Eagles, who I really want to play.
I do, too.
I just want to beat them in the playoffs. I know we stomped them in the regular season, but I want to beat them in the playoffs. And you know what I want the most? And this is going to sound corny because we're about to get out of here, right? It's going to sound corny. I want their fans to see how real fans treat fans.
Well, they ain't going to come to the game. Like,
good point. They're going to be scared. I got you.
And that's the thing. Like, I forget who it was. But one of the Eagles players were like, man, it's good that – I think it was Darius Slay. Yeah, Darius Slay. He's like, it's good that we're playing on the road. We don't want to play home right now because they booing us the first time something bad happens and we don't want boos in the playoffs. Like, their players are actively saying we don't want to play at home in Philadelphia. Like, their fans are the worst human beings known to – like, they're the worst people to their people.
The ones at the stadium. They are. I know some Philly fans that personally, and then I know one that's always in our chat consistently.
Yeah.
And he's pretty damn cool. Yeah.
But like the
ones there,
it's the worst. It's the worst, man. Yeah, I love that. The Wire. There we go. Yeah.
That's my favorite line. He do it in every movie, TV show he plays in. He hits you with the she.
He's incredible,
like,
man.
Like, that's in his contract. Like, you know, Sammy Jackson saying, mother.
Yeah, that's right. Don't get got. And somebody going to get got this week, right? Let's stick with it.
Somebody's going to get got. All right, John. Who do you want the Niners
The Eagles so freaking bad.
I want
the Eagles so bad.
Okay.
They're not a good team. They're not well coached. It's a high school offense. It got solved. Nick Bosa told everybody the blueprint. Everybody's doing it. They're getting taken care of by everybody. They got blown out by the Giants, even though they were trying to win. Oh, gosh, man. Yeah, I want the Eagles.
I just want the Eagles because I want to hear the excuses.
Just tasty. Just tasty. Just thinking about it. Probably not going to be them, but I hope so.
We could make a Philly cheesesteakums sandwich or something out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
John, it's been real, man. Whenever you come over with a game plan on something, what's the game plan for the Niners? To chill and watch football? Or I know they practicing today and they practice
rest and relaxation.
That's it. Oh, we did a show called Rest and Relaxation. Interesting. Too interesting. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to have my feet kicked up. You know why, John?
Why?
I turned 43 on Monday, bro.
I did not know that.
Yeah, man.
I did not know this. Happy birthday.
Because usually I'm with you because we're in the playoffs playing the damn game.
I'm sorry. That's right. Dang it. I'm sorry. So, happy belated. The world is a better place
belated.
Than in there.
Because it didn't happen yet. But on this Monday.
Oh, upcoming Monday. I'm early.
The
15th.
You good.
I take it back. I take it back.
Good. No belated here. But the cool thing is, you know, we ain't got to work. We could just sit back and chillax.
Oh, it's a good week, man. It's a good week.
It's a good week, man. Thank you guys, everybody out there. John, you ready to take us home, bro?
Dude, this is everything that the 49ers wanted this year. It's here. You've got it right there. And it starts with getting this rest and relaxation and resting. You got Breezy's birthday off. Enjoy it. And then after that, we're going to figure out what we got next week. It's going to be a blast. We'll see who's going to get the beat down. But enjoy this week. Enjoy this week. Don't celebrate injuries. That's not who we are. We're not the Eagles fans. But I'm excited for everybody to lose, just like George Kittle's or Fred Warner said. I want them all to lose, every damn team. it's like
he's the best
haters.
Freaking 40. He's my favorite player.
He's great.
Favorite.
Man.
I told you he was my favorite player. You're Greenlaw. I'm Warner. He's my favorite player. It's my favorite guy.
We do this every decade, man. Navarro Bowman.
Patrick Willis. I got you.
But it reminds me of like the Dave Chappelle haters ball, right? Y'all remember that? It's just like hate. It's like, and so that's what it is this weekend. Just Woo! Hate. That's
Wait a
all
minute.
We're bringing, man.
I got to ask you this question before you take us home. Dave Chappelle's haters ball, Martin Lawrence's players ball.
Oh, I'm a haters ball, 100%.
Oh, man. Not the players from the Himalayas.
I love Martin, but Chappelle is foundational to my well-being.
You just hurt my spirit.
I'm sorry, man.
You just hurt my spirit. We got a couple of questions before we get out of here. Ronnie says, Breezy and John, do you think, how do you think the rookies will handle the pressure in the playoffs?
It's going to be huge. And the only one I'm not really concerned about, but the one that I want to see handle it correct is Jake Moody.
Right.
We just haven't seen it. Right. And the questions surrounding Moody were, how is he going to be in the playoffs, right? We never saw pressure kicks. The only one that he had, he missed. And so that's the one. We don't know. Until it happens. And if he delivers, monkey off the back, celebrate.
Will we be happy if he kicks a non-pressure kick in the playoffs and goes through?
Any kick.
Okay.
But at some point, a pressure field goal is coming in the playoffs. It's going to happen. The NFL is just too good.
Woo. I'm going to go watch that episode of Martin Plays Ball. John, take us home, please.
Guys, y'all are the best. Love y'all. Next week's going to be incredible. Enjoy this week. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.